We're moving into the holiday season, Christmas shopping. I myself have been out and about doing a bit of that, frantically hiding things from my family. May or may not be using my cubicle at work here for that. Just saying. Yeah,
sure. I've kept stuff in the trunk of my car for a while, too. Yes. It's like, oh, they're not going to look in there. So
absolutely. You got to find that hiding spot. Well, you know, recently, just last week, the National Toy Hall of Fame came out with the inductees. Yeah, three went in. There is the Toy Hall of Fame. We talked about it. In fact, three of them went in. The Magic 8-Ball, Uno, and Pinball are now in.
Nice.
All right. Congrats.
But for Uno, people who are sports fans particularly, and you know those people who wait, Jerry Kramer,
that's what I was going to say. Like, for the Packers, waited forever to get in the hall. Yeah. He deserved it so much.
Absolutely. From those teams back in the 60s. Well, these are the toys that are still knocking on the door waiting, okay?
Okay.
American Girl dolls.
Okay, those are pretty classic.
I read all the books growing up, too, because they didn't have, like, the boy ones before, so I loved them
They are not in. Chalk is not in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Seriously, really? Chalk?
Did you guys ever make chalk roads in your driveway and, like, ride your bikes and wagons and stuff?
Well, my kids did. I lived out in the country, and we lived on a dirt road with a dirt driveway. But I'm sure that
we'd be, like, police officers and, like, pull each other over and...
Color chalk, totally, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Chutes and Ladders is still on the outside looking in.
It's always that big chute, like, right at the top that always hits me.
Now that makes me wonder, is Candyland in? These are the list of honorees they're waiting for
next year.
All right. Okay. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper. You know what that is. It's like kids vacuuming, sort
the
of, right?
Bane
that
of
is
every
probably
parent's
the most
existence.
Donated toy to church nurseries because it's like, we bless you with this? Because we don't want it anymore.
Do you know, I just saw a mini one. It's about like 3 or 4 inches tall. You can get a mini one. We could get a desktop one to play with here at the station.
No, thank you. Still waiting. Masters of the Universe. A sled is not in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Really?
Tic-tac-toe is on the outside.
What?
I can't believe Tickle Me Elmo is not yet in the Toy Hall of Fame.
See, Tickle Me Elmo to me is one of those like Terrell Owens type of Hall of Fame. So it's kind of on the outside because there were just so many bad memories from that Tickle Me Elmo craze.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, this is a toy I had as a kid. Had it twice, and the electric part would burn out on the first day.
Okay.
The Tudor electric football. You plug this in and the players move. Oh, yeah. People love that.
Oh, my husband talks about that.
My dad had one of those, and I got to bring it home from my grandma and grandpa's, and then like it didn't work to play football. So I made, for a homeschool fair, I made like an earthquake demonstration.
Nice.
Because it would shake. So it's you know, here's how you properly construct an earthquake-proof building.
My parents put up with me tapping in the end zone, okay?
Yes.
That was how I got the players to move, so that was hours of fun.
Such a good game.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe those things are not in the Hall of Fame.
So should be.
That's something else. So.
A travesty.
Yowzas. All right. Well, thanks, Mark, for sharing. Now we all need to go and vote and nominate our favorite toys.
For next year.
Yes.
You know, we talked about the Toy Hall of Fame. Should we ask people for a text or a voicemail at 396-1670? What was your favorite toy as a kid? I mean, I'm telling you, that electric football.
What's in your personal toy Hall of Fame?
Yeah, what's in your personal toy Hall of Fame? Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a great one. Absolutely. Do you have any memories?
I went with that electric football. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had some other sports games. There was a game called Vince Lombardi football, strategy football. You can tell me, I was kind of one-track mind. Okay?
Right.
Sports. I think my Lego pirate ships would probably have to be in there.
All right.
That was, or G.I. Joe's. Sort of one half dozen of the other.
Nice. You know, I don't even know what it was. I just remember as like a very, 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 very small child. This is probably one of my earliest memories. I was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
And I got some weird little white thing, and there were little fishies that fit into it, and little it was I think looking back, it had to have been like a bathtub toy. I'm telling you, I was like 2 years old.
I
was just drawn to it. It was under the Christmas tree and I just loved it. I don't know whatever happened to it or anything, but I love that weird little fishy toy. It was like three dimensional. It had like a knob thing in the center, so you could carry it around by the knob and all the little things, like, you know, the little fishy fits in there, but its little tail hangs out and you can carry the fishy around.
How about I had a stuffed animal collie and then he started to just fall apart, and that's kind of rough, right? That's rough when you're...
I still have my bear.
Mm.
I still have my Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think my teddy bear Duchess might still be at my parents' house, too, because I named it after... It was a big, fluffy, white teddy bear, and I named it after a big, white, fluffy dog that a family from our church had.
Nice.
So they had Duke and Duchess were their dogs, and so I named my teddy bear after one of them.
My Ted is sitting on a chair in my bedroom. Still in my room. Yeah.
Memories.
396-1670, your favorite toy. What's in your personal toy Hall of Fame?
Here we are. We've been talking about toys on and off all morning and gift giving in general, because 'tis the season, friends. And Mark, yes,
Come back to me. Let's start off with the listeners. Off with the listeners. What are the listeners saying in terms of their favorite toys?
All right. Okay. So we asked, what's in your personal toy hall of fame? You can still weigh in here via text on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Holly from Phillips said, enjoyed playing with her little ponies, My Little Ponies. She said, I had about 14 of them and would build them a little house out of cardboard with an elevator that went up and down. She said she enjoyed her racetrack as well. Beth from Elk Mound says Easy Bake Oven would be in her personal toy hall of fame.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When my sister got one of those again, we used up the supplies very quickly because it's like, Rachel, will you make us brownies? Now we just ask her to make us brownies in the real, the real oven.
Right.
We've got a few other ones here. Tammy said an eight ball. She says, by shaking it, we absolutely knew our future.
Absolutely.
Tammy from Cameron.
I love this one. I don't know who this listener was, but she said she loved Polly Pockets. But then she says,
this is a great story.
Also, had a gray stuffed cat named Smokey who went everywhere with me. I once had a meltdown as a seven-year-old because Smokey got hurt and I was convinced he was dead.
Oh.
I was inconsolable. My mom convinced me he just had cancer. And if I bandaged him with toilet paper, of course, he would be just fine.
That's from Alana from Rice Lake. I know Alana now. I didn't know your phone number.
Alana, I love
that. That's a great story, Alana. And Alana knows my sisters, and yeah, Polly Pockets were very popular in that
I
era.
Had a Fisher-Price. Okay, I figured out Fisher-Price Little People were my all-time fave. Okay.
Yes.
I had a Fisher-Price Little People toy
very
cow.
Cool.
Okay,
yeah.
I had this cow, and I loved him, and I carried him around by the leg. And one day we were in the car, and we were on like a freeway, okay? And I thought, oh, cow wants to go out for some air. He'll be right back. And I chucked him out the window.
Oh, no.
Thinking he would fly back. That didn't go well. My dad ended up pulling over and going back and getting my cow.
He found the cow?
Yes, I still have him.
Wow.
I
that's
still
amazing.
Have him.
Grandpa Wayne for the win.
Right? Yeah, well, it was pretty inconsolable. So, my cow did not fly back to me. That was very devastating.
You were a very young child.
I was.
Cliff says 12-inch G.I. Joes. Yeah, the big G.I. Joes. I have the Jeep for those. Johnny West. I'm not familiar with Johnny West, but he said cap guns. You remember that acrid, smoky smell that cap guns would make when you were shooting them?
Yeah, kids
he was
don't play
one of those kind of boys. Yeah,
right.
Got the little holster. So yep.
Cowboy Cliff, right? Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
nice,
you know what? Giving, you know, it says it's better to give than to receive. And I saw something yesterday as I was out and about, and I'm like, I have to get that. And it was for one of you two.
Okay.
And again, whoever doesn't receive a gift, love you.
Yeah, it's all good.
But
we understand.
This is for Caleb.
Nice. Oh,
I saw it
yesterday. I'm like, how can I not get that? And I'm so excited about it. And Hillary, you can relate. Like, I'm I got to give it to him today.
I love the brown paper wrapping.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, here it is. And it is
Jordy Nelson tree ornament.
Yes.
That is the perfect Caleb gift.
Oh, he just said this week about your best football player ever. And
yeah, like my favorite player.
How could I not get that for you?
Thanks,
right,
Mark.
You had to.
Because he's got to hang it on the tree.
You have to hang it on the tree
as soon as it goes up.
Especially because he kind of hung it up now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
but I will always remember Jordy. That's why. No, seriously, Mark gave me this life-size cutout of Jordy Nelson and has stayed in my cubicle and now my office, and it always will.
God's plan is for me to give you Jordy Nelson gifts, apparently. So
thank you.
There we go.
That's the best.
Tis the season.
I love it.
Jordy, wake up. Are you okay?
I was in Wisconsin in the fall. It was beautiful.
103.7 WWID. On the WIB listener line, we were asking for your personal toy hall of fame. What would be in there? And Kevin from Chippewa Falls said water rockets. You would partially fill the rock with water, pump it up with air, and launch it. He says hours of entertainment. That's a great one, Kevin.
That's super fun.
What's in your toy hall of fame? Shoot us a text at 715-396-1670.
Caleb and Mark, you know how sometimes your children will come up to you with a homemade something and
it's special.
It's special. Yeah. And there's so much love in it, but it's a little wonky and a little odd. But
you still love it because they made it with their little hands.
Well, can I just say, as a mom who likes to craft and make things, sometimes the things I give my children are on that same level.
Okay.
And I hope they love them just like I love the weird things they give and make for me.
You made a hand turkey, you mean, or what?
Just about. I decided to make my children some flannel pants.
Okay.
Like pajama pants.
That sounds good.
I went.
You've talked about how much you like flannel sheets.
Yeah, flannel. You know, it's cozy. It's warm. I'll make these for them. I bought really fun fabric.
What a good mom. Flannel.
Right? You'd think so.
It's impressive.
Until you saw the pants.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but the pants are special, and they're just odd. They're okay, but they don't fit quite right. They're a little on the large side. They're a little baggy in places where they shouldn't be quite as baggy as they are. One of my daughters, the pattern is going, the print is going the correct way on one leg, and it's upside down on the other leg.
special, yeah.
Huh. You're just
memorable.
That's one daughter's. The other daughter, one leg is maybe a little shorter than the other.
Oh.
I tried so hard.
They were very human. I think human.
it's real.
Yeah, right.
They're very real.
You know those didn't come from Old Navy.
No, they so did not come from the store. They were made by this mama.
No one else has pants like that. Doesn't everyone want to be a unique snowflake? So no one else has pants like those.
There we go.
My children were very good sports. They wore them. And we all, I have to say, I owned it, and we all laughed.
That's good. That's good.
But I don't know what went wrong.
Huh.
But, yeah, so much love. They're special pants.
That's great.
Make memories. Things for your
Christmas
kids.
Christmas memories.
If nothing else, make memories. I tried, okay? Mm-hmm. I really tried. Mm-hmm. And they wore them. I asked them, will you ever wear them, like, if a friend comes over, if you go for a sleepover? And they didn't really answer. What do you do?
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.